With this look at your Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The American Farm Bureau Federation and a coalition of agricultural groups are asking the Senate to pass the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act, which passed in the House of Representatives with broad bipartisan support. AFBF Government Affairs Director Dustin Shearer says the need is now.
There are a number of provisions in this bill that are important to the ag industry, and it needs to get done now, and that it can't wait until 2025. And so they need to find a way, whether or not it's voting on the bill as is or coming to a compromise on some of the provisions and then moving forward, they need to find a way to get this bill done now.
Important to agriculture is Section 179 expensing and bonus depreciation, which is phasing down.
With that phasing down 20% year over year and the loss of your ability to buy and sell under 1031, farmers' tax bills are going up and they're losing their ability to minimize their tax liability, invest back into their business the way that they want to, into this equipment that's helped them make their operations more efficient, more resilient, more sustainable as they want to do and as the public wants them to do.
Shearer urges farmers and ranchers to contact their lawmakers.
They can reach out to their respective senators, whether through email or through a phone call, and have their senators urge leadership to bring the bill to the floor or to find a compromise bill and bring that to the floor and get this bill to the president's desk as soon as possible. It can't wait till 25. It needs to get done now.
You can find out more by visiting fb.org. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service announced on Tuesday that it is canceling the July cattle report and discontinuing the Cotton Objective Yield Survey and all county estimates for crops and livestock beginning with the 2024 production year. According to the announcement, the decision to discontinue these surveys and reports was not made lightly, but was necessary given the appropriated budget levels. In response, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association urged the agency to reconsider. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane says it is disingenuous for the same agency, which touts its commitment to transparency in livestock markets, to arbitrarily cease publication of reports which provide just that. NCBA contends that the July cattle report and discontinuing the county estimates for crops and livestock provide critical data to the industry. USDA NASS says it has and will continue to review its estimating programs using criteria focused on needs of its mission and customers to prioritize budget decisions. Senator Chuck Grassley calls on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to move forward with a bipartisan farm bill in short order. Grassley is urging the majority leader to hold true to his commitment to seek compromise with Republicans by passing a five-year farm bill reauthorization this year. The Iowa Republican says farmers across the United States deserve the stability of a new five-year farm bill as opposed to another one-year extension. Last week, Schumer sent a letter to Senate colleagues, including the plans for the coming weeks and months for the Senate, saying Democrats have an ambitious agenda to help the American people. In a letter on Tuesday to Schumer, Grassley pointed out the farm bill's notable absence from Schumer's recent outline of that agenda. Additionally, as the farm bill has been sidelined, Grassley notes the other important bills that may otherwise have been considered in the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee have been stalled. Nutrien Ag Solutions recently announced a multi-year commitment of nearly $850,000 to the National FFA organization in support of its commitment to shape future agricultural leaders. The yearly donation of $282,500 supports a variety of National FFA organization programs and events during the 3 years from 2024 to 2026. The support includes Future Farmers of America members in competitive events, assisting FFA advisors in their professional development, as well as providing National FFA officers with a $10,000 scholarship at the end of their service. In addition, the donations will also support alumni chapter grants. National FFA Foundation President Molly Ball says Nutrien Ag Solutions has been unwavering in its support and continues to see the potential leaders in our members and advisors. Nutrien Ag Solutions provides crop inputs and services, providing solutions through a global retail network of trusted crop consultants at more than 2,000 locations. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.